Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Hello, how are you today? I hope you are having a fabulous day. This is Shane. Today, I'm going to share with you a beautiful song of all time, titled The Sound of Silence by Simon and Garfunkel. Simon and Garfunkel are the names, the surnames of two wonderful musicians, Paul Simon and Art Garfunkel. They were really famous in the 1960s. I know that's way before a lot of you were even born. But their music is not only beautiful melody, wonderful harmony, and also the lyrics. The lyrics are just like a beautiful poetry. Anyhow, without further ado, I will read half of the lyrics to you today. The Sound of Silence. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping, and the vision that was planted in my brain, still in restless dreams, still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walk along narrow streets of cobblestone, beneath the halo of a street lamp. I turned my collar to the cold damp, when my eyes were dabbled by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share. And no one dare. Fool, said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Well, this is beautiful, beautiful lyrics. And a lot of these words are not really difficult. Creep, C-R-E-E-P, creep. 这个是爬。Soft 是轻，温柔是 soft. Softly creeping 是轻轻的或者是无声的爬进来。当我们看这些 beautiful lyrics 的时候，鼓励大家不要马上在脑筋里翻译，不要翻译。当我们忙着在翻译的时候，我们永远是门外汉，在从外面看英文。而我们要看到的就是每一个句子里面，看它最重要的字是什么，然后我们可以感受一下这个作曲者在跟你说什么。像第一句 Hello darkness, my old friend， 理解了，这句话里面最重要的是 darkness， 暗 friend， 好，他已经把他的情绪告诉你了。 I've come to talk with you again because a vision softly creeping， vision 是主意或者是幻想或者是梦幻， softly creepingLeft its seeds while I was sleeping. Seeds 是种子。While I was sleeping. 你懂他在说什么就好了。And the vision that was planted in my brain. Vision 是那个梦幻或那个幻想。Planted 是种。That was planted. 通常种子是种在土里。但是我们有思想在我们的脑筋里，也是 planted in my brain. Brain 是脑筋。Still remains 还在， remains 是还在。Within the sound of silence, in restless dreams I walk along. Rest 是休息，一个字的后面加 less 就是这个字了，没有的。 Restful 是休息得很好的， Restless 是休息得不好。 Restless dreams 做梦和梦。 I walk alone， 你理解他在说什么，他这天晚上肯定休息得不好。 Narrow streets of cobblestone， Narrow 是窄， Street 是街，Cobblestone 是软石铺的小街，你可以想象到那个情景。 Beneath the halo of street lamp， Lamp 是灯， Street lamp 街灯。 Beneath the halo of a street lamp， 你可以想象到在夜晚街灯都是暗暗的，在一个狭窄的小路上，它铺的是软石的街道。I turned my collar to the cold damp. 我们冷的时候是不是就马上把 collar 是领子就站立起来，因为冷嘛，你想保护自己的颈子，对吗？ When my eyes were dabbled by the flash of a neon light. Neon 是闪光灯，或者是 neon 是那种，不是闪光灯，是那个霓虹灯，很亮吧。Stab 这个字呢是用刀来 Stab you, let me stab you， 就 用刀来刺一个人。 Stable 也就是有这个的意思。 When my eyes were stabbled by the flash of a neon light， 但暗暗的街突然看到霓虹灯，是不是有那个感觉啊？ That split the night， split the nightSplit 这个字呢是划分为半，像我们用刀子把一个 split an apple into two， 暗暗的晚上 neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence and in the naked light I saw naked 是裸。In the naked night, I saw. 没有化妆的，没有掩饰的，也都是 naked. 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking. People hearing without listening. People writing songs that voices never share.And no one dare disturb the sound of silence. 我们看一下哈 ，speaking 跟 talking 是一样的意思。People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening. Hear 跟 listen 都是听。People hearing without listening, 没吧。People writing songs that voices never share. 写歌曲不是就是要唱出来的吗？让你的声音唱出来。所以这个三句其实它在讲的是同一个意境。And no one dare disturb the sound of silence. Dare 是敢。I don't dare. I don't dare. 我不敢。I dare you. 你敢吗？ Do you dare to disturb me?你敢来烦我吗？ Dare 是敢。 Fool, I said, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Cancer 我们都知道是癌症。 Silence like a cancer grows. 啊，蛮凄凉的，也很美。 So this is the sound of silence. That's it for us today, and I will continue the lyrics for you next Monday. Okay, hope you enjoy the song. Happy singing, happy listening. Singing a song is the best way to improve your English. Bye. Hope to see you next time. 更多精彩内容，请大家关注我们的微信公众号。在微信上搜索英语故事课堂就可以啦，每天都会有更新的故事哦。